We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Rob Archer, in for Chris Seaton's top local story. Mayor Eric Garcetti reacting to the indictment of City Councilman Mark Ridley Thomas on federal bribery and fraud charges. KMX 1070's Mark Aquero live in North Hollywood.
Given Mark Ridley Thomas's advocacy to end homelessness, Mayor Garcetti says it would be a huge blow to lose him in city government.
If the allegations are true, people are complicated, right? They can do good things and bad things. And I've certainly witnessed the many good things that Mark Ridley Thomas has done.
Garcetti says any suspension of Ridley Thomas is the city council's prerogative. Councilman Paul Krikorian says he will want to let the facts play out, let prosecutors do their job, and let his colleague put up his defense.
At the same time, we have the people's business to do in the council. And these sorts of issues, when they come up, at minimum, are tremendously distracting to the critical work that we have to do in City Hall.
The allegations in the indictment stem from Ridley Thomas's time as a member of the County Board of Supervisors. He's accused of conspiring with a former USC dean to get his son admitted to grad school with a full scholarship, as well as a paid professorship, in exchange for Ridley Thomas's support of lucrative county contracts for the school. Reporting live in North Hollywood, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A legal analyst says Mark Ridley Thomas, if convicted, could face years but not decades in prison. He says he may have some options,
like cooperating with federal prosecutors in a pending investigation or by alerting them to another case that they may be interested in.
The only real way to significantly set yourself up for a lower sentence is to cooperate with the government.
Legal analyst and criminal defense attorney Lou Shapiro tells KNX showing humility can help too.
Sooner somebody demonstrates remorse to the public into the court, the more they are rewarded for it at sentencing.
He also thinks Ridley Thomas should consider resigning from city council because he believes it's tough to do the job while fighting federal charges. John Baird, KNX 1070.
The Coast Guard has now revised downward the amount of crude oil spilled into the ocean off the coast of Huntington Beach about 2 weeks ago. Got the latest from Coast Guard spokesperson Amy Storick.
The pipeline's been closed off. It's not leaking anymore. And the amount that was spilled into the ocean was 24,696 gallons.
Now, that is at the low end of earlier estimates. Some of the higher estimates have run to more than 130,000 gallons. And most of the observed oil has now been cleaned up, but some is still occasionally washing ashore along Orange County. There are no more ships at sea, as there are no more oil slicks being seen out in the ocean, but cleaning continues along the shoreline where the tar balls turn up. Huntington Beach opened all city and state beaches to the public again on Monday. There are just 4 days to go before a potential strike by 60,000 Hollywood crew members.
The union, IATSE, says the walkout will go ahead unless the studios strike a deal over working conditions.
This will probably go down to the wire on Sunday night, and studios are really testing whether or not the IATSE workers are going to strike for the first time.
Anusha Sakui follows the entertainment industry for the LA Times.
No one really wants to go without pay. The workers wouldn't have access to unemployment benefits in California, for example. The studios would risk not having programming at a time when there's huge competition for programming.
Sakui tells KNX she definitely sees a chance of a strike being averted. She says both sides have made it clear they want a new deal in place. Chris Seidens, KNX 1070.
Back to court this afternoon for Robert Durst. Then it's off to prison.
It's life in prison without parole. Jurors convicted him in the shooting death of Susan Berman here in L.A. back in December 2000. At trial, Durst testified in his own defense, often a battle of wits between he and the prosecutor.
Do you want me to show charges with your credit card to hotels?
I don't care. Do whatever you want.
Before he's formally sentenced, Durst can't address the court. It's unknown if he will, and also unclear if his first wife's brother will be allowed to speak as a victim. Durst, suspected of causing her 1982 disappearance in New York. Typically, though, impact statements from victims are only allowed from people close to the murder victim, as in relatives, and in this case, that is not the case. The victim is Susan Berman. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
It's dry and it's bad. California officially recording its driest summer in more than 100 years, going all the way back to 1895 when drought records were first kept. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, the monthly average of dryness for July, August, and September was a negative 6.8. Anything below negative 4 means extreme drought. So far this year, Governor Newsom has declared a drought emergency for 50 of California's 58 counties.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.